November marks the second annual Los Angeles American Indian Heritage Month. Opening events began with a Water of Life ceremony at the LA River to highlight the resource's sacredness. Other ceremonies have drawn attention to empowering youth in the first annual Red Nation Parade, which featured native-themed floats, powwow princes and princesses, performers, mounted riders, lowriders, and Native American tribal elders. This weekend's events include a film festival that will underscore various themes. The screening series group will showcase the Red Nation television channel, followed by a Q&A with cast and program creators. The program will close later this month with the first American Indian Holocaust Memorial. We're joined in studio by Janelle Romero. She started American Indian Heritage Month in LA and is the founder of Red Nation Celebration. Welcome to Uprising.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here this morning. Now, I love this show.
Great. Well, we're happy that you could join us. Tell us a little bit about how you got American Indian Heritage Month started here in L.A.
Well, our nonprofit, Red Nation, is the oldest American Indian nonprofit organization funded by the Cultural Affairs. And way back when, like maybe 7 years ago, the manager at that time was Margie Reese, and I went to her and said, you know, through ceremonies, this came to me, and we really need to have our American Indian Heritage Month officially recognized here in the city of L.A. because it's the largest urban population of American Indian, the entertainment capital of the universe, and the second largest city. And we need to have American Indian presence everywhere in L.A., television, radio, everything.
And the Red Nation celebration started last year. This is the second year that it's going on, correct?
Yes. Well, it took all those years, like six long years of negotiating, and then we finally asked Mayor Villagrosa to officially recognize our Heritage Month last year. And that happened, and the lieutenant governor gave us a resolution, and the governor, Schwarzenegger, and Mayor Villagrosa. And we produced seven events last year, and this year we're producing 12.
Wow. Yeah. And tell us some of what's going on in this past month so far.
Well, so far, we always open the month, always on November 1st, with the sunrise sacred water ceremony, Maniwaka. And it's respecting of life of the water. And the water is the bloodline to Mother Earth. So we always do this ceremony to honor the original mother and our bloodline to her. And then we also produced on November 2nd the first environmental youth summit ever in the city of L.A. And we teamed up with a youth organization called Help the Earth, and we and Calmont School hosted it. And we had 200 children from all over the city attend, and we had one of our spiritual leaders, Pete Katches from South Dakota, come in and say a few words. And the whole theme this month and for the years to come is honoring American Indians as the first environmentalists. So this environmental youth summit was really important. And this youth group had been working on it for over 2 years. It's very exciting. And then, of course, we just produced the first American Indian parade downtown L.A. It's the first time this has ever happened. This was a historic event. And then we had our powwow and concert series in Indian Market at the Los Angeles State Historic Park this past weekend, and it was gorgeous.
Now, there's about 75,000 people, Native blood people, here in L.A. Why do you think that there aren't more events to highlight Native American culture here?
Well, that's why we launched the Heritage Month. I think last year by doing that, it woke up a lot of our community in that it empowered them and encouraged them that they can now create events that, you know, celebrates our people. And that's slowly, slowly happening. And we're very excited because it's kind of woken up everybody to come together and in solidarity and create these wonderful events and support each other. Because now this year there's even more events other than Red Nation. I mean, we have our 12 events, but there's other organizations too this year, which is so exciting. As a mother and a producer, it's just exciting to see.
Now, tell us a little bit about what folks can expect this weekend.
Well, this weekend is really exciting because it's our fourth annual Los Angeles Red Nation Film Festival. And last year, Mayor Villagrosa came out and gave us some appreciation certificates, which was gorgeous. But this year, Friday night, opening night, we are focusing and challenging the film industry, and it's really a great opportunity because of the writer's strike, which I totally support, their families, their children, and, you know, we're the original storytellers and American Indian, and it's a very exciting time, I feel. And stay out there, writers, stay out there and, you know, fight for yourselves. But this Friday, we are challenging the industry to come and experience at the Fine Arts Theater on Wilshire and Beverly Hills. We have the only American Indian television channel on the internet, and everything that we have on our television channel is all broadcast quality. And we also have the first all-Indian drama series on there right now on our channel. And we're challenging the industry Friday night to pick up this drama series. This is not a workshop that the networks do with our people. You know, they always do these workshops to do their diversity quotum that, you know, we've done the American Indian workshop mm-hmm. for the year. You know, we have a television channel. It's a professional television channel. We have a drama series starring Elaine Miles, Larry Sellers, and myself, and Elizabeth Sage, who starred in Dreamkeeper and Into the West. You know, we have this exciting opportunity Friday night to come and dialogue, begin the dialogue. It's there. There's the television channel. There's the drama series. Now, what is the industry going to do?
Yeah, we spoke with Mark Reed, as I think you know, a few weeks ago about this tremendous lack of diversity, especially when it comes to American Indians on network television. Have you spoken with any of the networks about this yourself?
Oh, absolutely. They're very aware, especially CBS. It's very interesting because CBS, my first starring role was in the late 70s, and this year is the 30th anniversary of Hatter Fox. It was the first contemporary Indian woman story ever done in film history, and it was amazing. And so this is the 30th anniversary, and CBS produced it with a two-hour movie of the week. And it'd be great if CBS sent a representative, if not the head, Leslie Moonves, if he came out and experienced our drama series in our television channel. That would be great.
And talk to us a little bit about the film festival specifically. What can folks appreciate this weekend?
Well, we're doing another first. We are celebrating Native women in film and television, and this has never happened before either. We're really focusing this year on our American Indian women filmmakers, and we have a whole lineup of films either starring, produced, or directed by American Indian women.
Such as?
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't bring the list, but you could go to rednation.com and get the list.
And tell us what else is coming up. You're having the first ever American Indian Holocaust Memorial.
November 21st at 11 o'clock, Pan Pacific Park, the International Indigenous Sacred Women's Council is coming together, and with the Los Angeles chapter of the United Nations Association, and we are going to have our first American Indian Holocaust Memorial Tree of Life tribute for all of our ancestors that were murdered in our Holocaust, and we will be doing the Red Road ceremony, and the healing needs to start. You know, producing all these events all these years and all these things that we do, people always come up to us and say, you know, a non-Native person will say, how can we ever get over what we've done to your people? And my response is always, you know, your ancestors, you didn't do this, your ancestors did. However, you are carrying the responsibility. So I feel by having our American Indian Holocaust Memorial, the healing of the sacred hoop can begin the healing the healing is so needed. And by having our women, the International Indigenous Sacred Women's Council is made up of mothers, grandmothers, daughters, aunties, sisters, and there's all different age groups and, you know, voices. And it just needs to happen. We can't wait for the government to apologize. We can't, you know, that it's because who knows when, if or what or when, or we can't rely on that. So we need to do it. We need to begin our healing ourselves.
Now, you highlight Native American women a lot. Why is it so important for you to bring in these voices of women into these celebrations that you do?
Well, there on our website, there's all the statistics. But if you notice on primetime television, there's not American Indian women actors, not even as extras. And we now have Adam Beach on that. I forget the cop show. I watched it last night, actually. But anyway, but there, we don't have American Indian women on primetime television. We don't hear American Indian music. We don't hear their voices. And it's time, like in the old days when the women used to have a really huge voice, it's now time for that to happen now and come forth. And we are the life givers. We're the life givers.
I want to go back to the Holocaust Memorial. Mm-hmm. That's going to take place on the 21st at Pan Pacific Park?
At 11 o'clock.
Okay, and tell us what folks can expect there.
Well, we're going to have our drum groups there. We're going to have different relatives from all over the world, from Indian community, share our Holocaust survivors, our stories. We're going to have the Red Road Ceremony be performed with everybody that's there. There's dignitaries coming in. There's artists coming in. People from all over the world are coming in for this.
And what
spiritual leaders.
What other events are happening as part of the LA American Indian Heritage Month?
Well, on November 27th, we're having a Native stand-up industry night at Casa de Sulsa, downtown L.A.
That's a casita, right?
Yeah. And at Fernando and Conchita's restaurant, you know. And it's from 7 to 11, and we're going to rock. Last year we had it at the Improv, and we couldn't pick ourselves up the floor. We were laughing so hard. It was so much fun. And then on November 30th, we're going to close with a sunset ceremony in Venice Beach.
Tell us about that sunset ceremony.
Well, we open with the sunrise on November 1st, and we close with the sunset to complete the whole Heritage Month. And again, it's respecting of life, you know, our Maniwaka, our sacred water.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to tell us about the Red Nation celebration.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Jonelle Romero of RedNation.com.